Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. It's the 22nd day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. We had a dusting of snow last night, and it was, well, it was, at least it was about freezing this morning. It was like 33 degrees when it first got up. But it's easing into, something. Who in the hell knows? It could You could have 10 feet of snow. You don't fucking know. I guess whatever they decide, these people who are manipulating the weather, you know, or maybe a cow farts in fucking Wyoming and it changes everything. I don't know. Yeah, I do. It's fucking all fraud. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Zelensky says Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for losses caused by invasion. Well, fuck, man, you better get ready to tighten your belt a little bit. Goddamn Ukraine's in fucking need, people. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, guys. Hey, we're going to have to fucking, give up some more of our food, maybe put some more of our people on the fucking street, because Zelensky says Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for losses caused by invasion. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. And hey, this is our fucking responsibility. What is our connection to Ukraine in those Khazarian son of a bitches? You know, they're wanting to move their fucking empire, separate from that, because they're getting kind of fucking surrounded down there in Israel. People have figured that God, the fucking Zionist goddamn plan out, you know, for the ruling of the Ottoman Empire. And, Ukraine's right there, man. And this is a goddamn bunch of bullshit is what it is. We'll be fascist this time around. I mean, fuck this shit. Well, they need $7 billion. They better go find, you know, what do they tell you? I mean, well, unless you're a goddamn, corporation. If you're a corporation and you fucking steal, $16 trillion from the American people and, 28 trillion around the fucking world. Well, you guys gotta pay for that. You guys gotta, these guys are too big to fail. Even though they should be in fucking jail. Oh, they're too big to go to jail. Just too big. That's all there is to it. But hey, man, I tell you what, they're just telling you this to get you ready for you to pay $7 billion fucking dollars a month to these cocksuckers we owe nothing to. and weaken our country and weaken our country until they get us down to where they think they can fucking whip us. And then they're going to find out that they fucking walked into the fucking jungle and it's full of fucking tigers. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty. Ukraine President Zelensky said on Thursday the Ukraine needs $7 billion per month to make up for economic losses caused by Russia's invasion of his country. Well, the United States of America needs about fucking $7 trillion a month to make up for the goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist fucking scam to try to fucking force a new world order down our fucking throats that they're not going to fucking force down our throats. Don't they? Get the fuck out. Who are these fuckers? Like Joe, they say, the old man, fucking Hunter Biden. I mean, goddamn, Soros, fucking, Barry Satoro, the Clintons, the whole goddamn communist committee running this fucking country in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, in violation of we the people and our fucking jurisdictional authority. Man, they fucking, they've just given him a goddamn credit card? Just told him, just fuck whatever you say goes? King? Emperor? You're not a fucking king. You're not a fucking emperor. If you are, off with your fucking head. Because we don't have that shit in this country. Like I said, how much do we fucking need to fucking recover? Look what's been done to us. You tried to buy a fucking board lately? You tried to buy a piece of fucking metal lately? That's so that we can provide for these fucking Jew cock sucking motherfuckers over there in Ukraine. Zelensky is a virtual, in a virtual address to a World Bank forum, said the global community needed to exclude Russia immediately. Fuck you! Russia isn't attacking us, assholes! Russia can't fucking defeat us. We have our fucking nuclear arsenal. Sorry if you fucking got your goddamn problems caused by your fucking Zionist fucking rulers, but hey, that's what comes with the fucking territory, isn't it? We're not going to come die for you. We're not going to send our fucking children over there to die for fucking Jews. Give it up. We're going to wipe you motherfuckers out of this country, and we are going to fucking have our sovereign borders back and not be a part of any international bullshit. And we're going to live happily ever after. Some of us are going to have to die. A bunch of us are going to have to die because we've been fucking negligent in our goddamn duty. But we will fucking overcome. We're Americans. He said Russia, to exclude Russia immediately from international financial institutions and urged all countries. You're not fucking with a goddamn, this ain't fucking with goddamn Syria. This ain't fucking with Yemen. The old Soviet Union, Russia, has enough goddamn nuclear fucking power to blow this fucking planet up. And they're sitting there trying to tell you, we should fuck with Russia. It's like they're telling you, you should fuck with the goddamn King Kong. They want fucking death and destruction on a scale never seen before on this fucking planet. You ain't gonna fuck with Russia. Russians have more fucking nuclear weapons than we do, and we have enough to destroy this planet three times over. How many times you want to blow the fucker up? They cannot be defeated in war. Get that through your fucking heads, and you pinch them fucking economically, and they'll fucking don't invade more. Force them to invade like fucking Hitler did. What are you going to do about it? Fire a nuke at them? Is that your fucking intent? And is that the only way you can get rid of 7 billion motherfucking people? Because you can't fucking beat them. If they have a border dispute with fucking Ukraine, it ain't none of our goddamn business. And just like when we were in Syria, none of our goddamn business. The Russians were there too, but they were invited there. We weren't. And what the hell do we need to be outside our goddamn borders for anyway? We have everything we need here on this fucking goddamn continent, in this United States of America. It's being shipped out of here daily, has been for fuck ever since I've been alive, and now goddamn foreign countries own our fucking ports. Hey, well, they need $7 billion. Well, goddamn, if the Ukrainians are in need, fuck the goddamn Americans living under the goddamn. Well, I got another article up here in Tennessee where they want to make it a crime for you to be fucking poor. Because they made you fucking poor, giving billions to fucking places like fucking Ukraine that we have zero fucking interest in. Except that the fucking Jews have interest in it, because that's the old fucking Zion fucking headquarters. And it's the headquarters of the fucking Biden fucking criminal cartel. And they're all filling their fucking pockets. Take on fucking Russia. It is a fucking non-doable. It is an impossibility. So all you're doing by sanctioning Russia is hurting Americans more. And that's what they really fucking want to do. They want to bring us down. We're the fucking baddest country on planet Earth. But they want to bring us fucking down. We can't be defeated either, people. If we are defeated, it's because we failed to use our fucking nuclear arsenal. It was called mutual assured destruction when they were selling it to our fathers and grandfathers. You pay all these trillions, 5.5 trillion. Think what that would be in today's dollars. We were talking about when Laura and I first got married, fucking it's been about 43 years now, a brand new apartment. Just been built. First ones to ever live in it. Fucking two-room apartment. Fucking bitchin' fucking apartment. $175 a month. That same apartment cost you $2,500 a month. So $175 then. Well, the $2,500 today is worth $175 back then. And that was fucking working minimum fucking wage to even live there. What are they do? What are they trying to do here? They're trying to make an excuse for us to be defeated. Hey, we get too fucking hungry. We'll start pushing buttons. I think you guys better fucking get this shit straightened out, huh? Well, we got nothing to fuck. You give us nothing to fucking lose. We'll show you what the fucking savage fucking people from the jungle who have nothing to lose will fucking do to you. It's already coming out of the fucking jungle. The rich people aren't out there flaunting their fucking diamonds and their fucking Rolls Royces right now, are they? Because they got goddamn people from the jungle that are watching them, following them home and beating or knocking their asses over in the fucking street and taking their fucking shit. And for all you out there, all those goddamn criminals, fuck you. It's not a crime when they steal from us. You worship them because you worship mammon. You want to be like them. That's why you crave your goddamn capitalism. That is all capitalism is. It's fucking usury. It's transfer of wealth from the fucking poor doing the work to the fucking rich aristocracy that is fucking enjoying the fucking fruits of the labor of the poor man, the working man. Who should be an entrepreneur in his own fucking right. Who should have fucking everything that he fucking needs. And if he wants to work harder, more. Because it's our fucking country. Get the fuck everybody out of here. And you'd be surprised. It'd feel pretty fucking lonely for the first month or two. Not seeing some son of a bitch or some bumping into some son of a bitch or standing in a fucking line everywhere you go. Anyway, he said the Russian blockade of Black Sea ports has blocked Ukrainian exports, impacting world food safety. What about the goddamn ports here in the United States owned by the fucking Chinese? How in the fuck could you talk about treason? Letting the Chinese own our fucking ports? And all the container ships sitting out there for days, weeks, months? Every day it gets slower to get something brought to you or to find something that you need, and the price fucking goes up again? They think that they're going to do this to us through starvation, because if they know if a conventional war, if it gets to the point to where we can't fucking win it, all we got to do is push the buttons. Nobody fucking wins. Nobody fucking survives. That's what mutual assured destruction is. So everybody better back the fuck off away from us. You better quit stealing our fucking money. You better get the goddamn shit moving through the goddamn system. And you fucking better get the price of that fucking gas down. You better get the price of every fucking thing down. And then hand in your resignation. Get the fuck out of this country as quick as you can, and you get to live until we find you. But we're taking back every fraudulent fucking dollar piece of wealth that you have stolen from us, you dirty pricks. And the dirty pricks that stole from us are sitting in fucking Ukraine. The fucking Biden cartel. God, that makes me want to puke. It's goddamn obvious as the goddamn fingers on your hand when you look at it. It's fucking criminal. Cartel mafia. International. ran by the fucking Zionist Jews and the crown heads of Europe and the fucking at the top, the Rothschilds, which are all fucking related. What else we got here? Houston says businesses must install surveillance cameras and cops can have view footage without a warrant. Well, they're not fucking, they couldn't get a warrant no fucking how. They can't produce a fucking lawful warrant. So they could suck ass, can't they? These are privateers. Every fucking one of them are privateers. All you fuckers out there wanting, sucking up to this goddamn, capitalist bullshit. You're privateers. And the only difference between a privateer and a fucking pirate is a goddamn letter of marque, which is what your fucking license is, isn't it? You fucking think everybody else is too fucking stupid to see it. And it's just like with the goddamn soldiers that we were fighting international wars for the fucking Zionist fucking Jews. Not fighting to defend our freedom and liberty. Not fighting to defend our country. Our country ain't been attacked. Fighting for fucking mammon, for the goddamn Jews. And you fucking put this idea of capitalism when we were guaranteed goddamn free enterprise system with fucking a debt-free currency. It takes a debt-free currency, and it ain't goddamn capitalism, motherfuckers. Capitalism is what you're seeing right here in front of you today. Well, the goddamn Ukraine needs $7 billion. We're going to take it from you, and we're going to give it to them, and we're going to get paid for doing it. That's capital-fucking-lism. Money-making money. You have a rich little son of a bitch that's born like fucking, say, Donald Trump. And he's fucking daddy gives him. I mean, I've seen this around here with because of the big Indian money. Back in the day, fuck, when I was young, you put $160,000 in the fucking bank. You'd live off the fucking interest and make money at the same time. I mean, if you just lived a modest lifestyle. You always have a new car. And tell me about that person. Tell me about your capitalism. The person who fucking, like daddy fucking, he chiseled somebody, he screwed somebody, he stole something from the fucking people through the fucking goddamn corporate mafia, through the goddamn United States corporation, which is unlawful under our law, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. He stole something. So here's fucking brats born. He hands his brat back. Let's go back. I've got to go back to my. I can't go in these billions and shit because it's billions where it was millions back then. Yeah, he gives each one of his fucking brats. You got two brats. He gives them $500,000 a piece. They never hit a lick. All they do is just live in comfort and go and don't worry because they don't have to worry because they're living off the fucking interest and the interest is so great that they're fucking actually gaining so they can hand it over to their fucking brats. And you fucking worship these son of a bitches. Why working fucking people are living in their goddamn cars because they can't afford rent. Why? Because you're taxing their fucking asses illegally. You're taking from their fucking the fruits of their labor. And it's just like at the hospitals with the aspirins. You're fucking buying goddamn expensive. You're paying top dollar for motel rooms, for fucking housing, for fucking an illegal invasion. And driving the goddamn price of fucking a place to lay your fucking head up to the point that the people are put out on the fucking, they're living in their cars and working a 40-hour week. But no, man, no. I knew this shit with this Black Lives Matter bullshit, defund the police bullshit. The police should be defunded because they're not fucking legitimate. They are a crime and fucking being committed. I mean, they're a crime in action. Have been since their creation. Government was never supposed to have weapons to fucking control the people. And no unelected motherfucking official belonging to any fucking union, which is not a fucking elected fucking official by we the people, has any fucking authority over us. We have autonomy. We have the Bill of Rights. That's the only law we are answerable to, and we're only answerable to one another in our individual capacity, plain and simple. Motherfuckers! Officials in Houston, Texas have, this is from Reason, it was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And cops can view the footage without a warrant. Well, they could fuck what they need a warrant for anyway. They are a running violation of the goddamn Bill of Rights, of the highest law of this fucking land. Well, our company said we could do it. Well, you know what? Your fucking company's out of here. You better get them the fuck out of here. We're going to hang every fucking one of them. We'll burn it to the ground. We'll hang every criminal motherfucking one of them because they are criminals. They've broken the goddamn highest law in this fucking land. They pissed on it. And they have fucking did damage to we the people as individuals. That gets your ass hung in this country. And you're going to find it out. You've declared war. That gets you fucking shot in this country. You say you're going to put us under a fucking one world government? That'll get you shot in this fucking country. Our Bill of Rights doesn't allow for it, motherfuckers. Officials in Houston have voted to require any array of businesses, including bars, convenience stores, and strip clubs to install surveillance cameras and make footage from them readily available to the police. That's a fucking police state, and you don't, and surveilling me is violating my privacy. Fucking goddamn spying on me is a violation of the Fourth Article. You do have a fucking warrant to fucking spy on me, right? You do have a warrant to fucking look at me. Inside my house, you got to, it's searching. They're searching for something. They don't know what. They're trying to, you know, if they have a problem, well, we don't need a search warrant to go and look at the fucking cameras. Well, we can just go look at anything we want because we're a goddamn corporation. And there ain't no goddamn law to here to stop us because the fucking people won't enforce it. But by God, you could. You absolutely could stop it. I mean, this is fucking, again, intolerable acts. To install surveillance cameras and make footage from them readily available to the police. The dystopian move is a transparently unconstitutional. No, it's not unconstitutional. There is no fucking constitution. It's a straight up violation of the Fourth Article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is written, ratified by the people, absolute unalienable fucking law. Unalienable law. You can't fuck, you do it, it's treason. You fucking die. Oh, I love that. Unconstitutional. Shove that constitution so far up your fucking ass, it comes out your ears. It was never real. It can never be real. Because there's no fucking way the people of this country, after what they have done to us through that fucking lie, would ever fucking give them the lie back if they could get rid of the son of a bitch. Once they felt that fucking freedom, boy, you'd be hard put to take it away from them. How many generations did you have to take it away a little bit at a time, the thin edge of that thick wedge, before you could reach the point where, hey, we're the goddamn corporations, and we run this fucking, everything belongs to us, and fuck you, you want to bet, you son of a bitch? I'll show you ownership with a bullet through your fucking head. You come and try to take something from me, you cocksuckers. And strip clubs, okay, the dystopia move is a transparently unconstitutional, you've got to be a fucking retard to even fucking believe it, to even say those words anymore. It's not unconstitutional, it's unlawful. It's unlawful under the Bill of Rights. Attempt by city leaders to circumvent to fucking violate, to deny, to disparage Fourth Article protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. Fuck your amendments. Fuck your fucking constitution that never was. Never fucking ratified by we the people. Never fucking okayed by we the people. Never fucking acquiesced to by we the people. To access video from the cameras, police officers will not need a warrant. Well, they don't need a fucking warrant for anything anyway. This is a fucking rogue fucking goddamn criminal government. What do they need a fucking warrant for? Come on, somebody. Raise your fucking hand and answer the question. They fucking sticking their hands up inside of women on the side of the fucking road as they're doing their highway fucking robberies and getting a fucking away with it. What do they need a fucking warrant for? What the problem is, you need to use those goddamn guns. Blast those motherfucking corporate cocksuckers out of this country. They are corporate fucking goddamn employees. They are non-fucking judicial to we the people. And the goddamn government has no authority to have a policing force over we the people. They were, remember, in the Federalist Papers. Oh man, when they were selling this fucking bullshit. the Federalist Papers. Oh, the government would never, they can't be armed. Oh, we have to raise an army. If we need an army, we have to raise it through Congress, through the people's representatives. It has to have a specific purpose, and it has to be specifically funded. And there has to be a specific goal that shows when we ended the fucking war. What a fucking bunch of hodgepodge. And you don't need a Bill of Rights, people, because there's nothing in there that we could ever use to fucking hurt you. I mean, except for maybe that Commerce Clause, because what in your goddamn life doesn't involve commerce? Or that goddamn general welfare cause. You talked about general fucking subject matter, fuck open subject matter that you could interpret any way you want. There it is! With those two little fucking goddamn clauses and the fucking, the fact that the people did not fucking shut them down. That's how they have done all of this shit to us people. That's how they've done it. Owners of these establishments must install on their own dime, surveillance cameras. Well, you're going to have to, because you know what? You went and took that fucking license. You became a part of them. You're a part of the fucking police state. You got your letter of mark, so you're not a pirate. You're a privateer, okay? But you're still one of them. You're still one of the fucking goddamn criminals, aren't you? Cameras in outdoor areas providing video coverage from the exterior of the building to the property line. Businesses must keep these cameras running 24 hours a day and store camera footage for at least 30 fucking days. By what fucking jurisdictional fucking authority are you ordering this? Is this the king's? It's just like him ordering up $700 million and send $700 million over there to Ukraine or to my mafia. No federal, I mean, goddamn, even the fucking, the original constitution that they fucking sold the people, they didn't really sell it to the people. The people had no choice. The people never got to vote on it. They wouldn't have never allowed it. That's why there was no goddamn vote of the people or their representatives. They just told them to shove it up their ass. You're not going to have no goddamn authority. You're the fucking aristocracy that was fucking us in the colonies. We know who you are, businessman. We know who you are, pirate. We know you'll write yourself letters of mark once you get the fucking goddamn authority to do so. And that's all these fucking, that's all goddamn corporation is in this country. It's fucking legalized piracy through letters of mark they call fucking licensing, period. In surveillance footage, if surveillance footage is requested by the Houston Police Department, businesses must turn it over within 72 hours. Failure to comply would mean fines of $500 per day. Well, they're not. Why wouldn't they fucking comply? They don't want to lose their letters of mark. That would make them pirates. Because they would be operating under an unlawful system. Under a fucking goddamn fraudulent system that cannot exist. In violation of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. That'd make you a pirate, wouldn't it? The Houston City Council approved. Did they really, the handful, 16 of them, 16 fucking people approved this fucking goddamn violation of the fucking fourth article? Well, the guy, well, the 16 fucking traitors sat down and they said it was all right in a foreign jurisdiction that has no fucking authority over we the people. Well, they said it was all right. That should be 16 fucking hangings come next week, right? Because they do not have the fucking authority to do this. They cannot have the authority to do this because it would be a violation of the ninth article of the unalienable, ratified by the people, absolute motherfucking law of December 15, 1791, which says you cannot have any such goddamn power in 16 people's hands. Got it? Their vote demonstrated a willingness to push aside constitutional protection. Fucking push. We're just going to push aside constitutional protection. Yeah, constitutional. Fuck your, you know, because there ain't, they say constitutional because they want to say constitutional. They want constitution because they know that it's, that it never existed. It's open subject matter bullshit that they can make any way they want. All these non-governmental agencies fucking chartered through this or given letters of mark so that they can be fucking, not be pirates, but be goddamn privateers. Well, goddamn, that's where that constitution that never was, that is unlawful. Because it was never ratified by we the people. It is unbinding to us. And now it's fucking armed itself in violation of the lies that the cocksuckers back in the 17 fucking, 80s fucking told us, told the people. Oh, no, we never, how did they, well, they had goddamn criminal organizations. They had goddamn mafia that they just couldn't take care of. The sheriffs and the people and the militias just couldn't take care of the fucking guy. Well, of course, they did cause that depression, too, to cause people to say, what the fuck? I mean, I'm not going to take this shit. Just like with these guys going out and taking these, following these rich people home, beating the fuck out of them on the street, whatever, and taking their shit. Hey, if this is the fucking way it is, I guess it's gangster world, huh? And then I can hear the goddamn good old boys out there, members of the cliques, the good old boys, the Masonic Dirty Church Cabal. I can hear you out there. We ought to send militia down there to protect them rich people in their fucking buckets of fucking gold so they can go down the street and flaunt it in front of the people they stole it from. They fuck, when they steal from us, you cocksuckers, you fucking steal right along with them, you incorporated son of a bitches. And you're going down with them, you incorporated son of a bitches. You got INC behind your name. Your fucking ass is grass. And we're the fucking lawnmower. Come on into the fucking jungle. Constitutional protections and subject Houstonians to overboard police searches, said Savannah Coomer of American Civil Liberties Union in Texas, you know, the controlled opposition. Oh, this is completely illegal. They'll say it as they're doing it, as it's being done, like Cuomo killing 4,000 fucking people. Yeah, they definitely violated the Constitution. Well, what part? Well, you know, the 14th Amendment. Bullshit. A constitution never was. They're violating the goddamn Bill of Rights that belongs to we the people, that is our autonomy, that is our goddamn jurisdictional authority to fucking kill you if you violate us, if you try to enslave us. But a city cannot override the Constitution. Well, I beg to differ. A city sure as hell can't, people. You know it? But you know what, a fucking corporation operating under the Uniform Commercial Code in violation of the 9th article, they're doing it right fucking now. Every day, in every fucking way, every fucking article of that fucking Bill of Rights. The Constitution, hell there, you can't violate something that doesn't exist. That's a goddamn fact. That's why they want to keep calling them constitutional rights. And talking about the Constitution, 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 shove the Constitution up your fucking ass. It doesn't belong to we the people. It was a private agreement amongst the aristocracy of the fucking time and nothing more. And we fucking shut it down in December 15, 1791 when we laid down the fucking law that we have since fucking like the thin edge of that thick wedge seen whittled away because we the people have failed to enforce our own fucking law. This is how fucking simple this shit is. For fucking, I say you always kept saying 30, we're up to 40 fucking years here now. We've known this shit. How long? Are you gonna bend your fucking knee? Are you gonna fucking lay down? Are you gonna kowtow? Are you gonna let a fucking goddamn Chinaman be your fucking overlord? Are you gonna stand up like a goddamn man and fight like you got a spine? That's where you're at! We are here to help you protect your rights. Fuck you! The Civil Liberties Union is a goddamn communist fucking organization. Is, always has been, practicing a fucking forbidden fucking law upon our land. Working in the Admiralty, the administrative Admiralty. That's fucking goddamn treason. They are a treasonous organization. And they're protecting your fucking rights? No, they're fucking not. They all can be arrested right fucking now under the law that is in that Bill of Rights for operating with a fucking an admiralty jurisdiction upon the land for fucking violation of the 9th article for pretending they have authorities that can deny and disparage our fucking rights. We don't need no Civil Liberties Union. We need some goddamn balls. We need some goddamn guts and we need some people that'll pull the fucking trigger. If the people come knocking on your door, tell them to get a warrant. Oh, yeah. Then they can tase you, beat your ass down, shoot your fucking ass. You goddamn right. There's your advice from your communist fucking comrades. Warrant, where at your home, rather at your home or your business. Oh, really? You fucking scumbags. How many times have people fucking demanded a warrant and got their ass fucking shot for it? How many times have people fucking said, you're not coming in my house without a warrant? Nuh-uh. Uh-uh. You just ain't coming in my house, period. Because you can't have a warrant because there is no goddamn common law court you could have got it from. As soon as I see that's your fucking intention, fucking lead's going to fly through that fucking door, son of a bitch. There ain't going to be no more fucking talking. Ain't going to be no more fucking begging or pleading you for my goddamn rights. There's going to be enforcement. And you ain't going to fucking like it. But it's going to become a fucking epidemic in this country. A real fucking pandemic. And you're going to fucking feel it, you fuckers. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at this 12:45 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And man, like I said, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you try to convince people what is going on today could happen. They laugh. Well, they did laugh. They laughed and they went out and they vote. And I'll give business license number. If I'm a letter of mark, so I ain't a pirate, so I'd be a pirate in their fucking admiralty if I didn't fucking get a fucking letter of mark called a fucking business license. And you joined with the son of a bitches in violation of the fucking your own people's fucking rights, in violation of our law. You sold us out. Most of you didn't know you were doing it. You were just trying to get by. You didn't even know the fucking Bill of Rights existed. That's how much they had buried the son of a bitch. That's how deeply they had buried it. But now you fucking know. There's no more excuses. If you don't get on that goddamn page with those 10 fucking articles, you are a goddamn traitor. That's all there is to it. I said you gotta survive. Survive. And make sure your goddamn heart's where it's supposed to be when the fucking bullets start flying. This is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue. What? Fauci insists the CDC should be above federal courts and law. Well, the CDC is a non-governmental fucking goddamn unlawful agency with zero fucking power over any fucking body. They couldn't get power over anybody because they'd have to get it through a common law court that doesn't fucking exist. The goddamn federal courts are fucking goddamn admiralty fucking courts who cannot have any power over the fucking people because they cannot come at us in the fiduciary. They have to come at us as individuals. And only we only have to answer to the fucking common law court and our fucking own law, which is those 10 articles of that unalienable, absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791. Plain and fucking simple. Enforce the son of a bitch and you're free. It's a little dangerous, but goddamn, we have become such a fucking cunt fucking society. I could get hurt. Yeah, you could get killed. But would you rather die? Would you rather live on your feet? I mean, live on your knees than die on your fucking feet? The people who gave you that goddamn document died on their fucking feet to get it. And they had their homes burned, saw their children killed, so that they would not have to live under tyranny. And you didn't, well, goddamn, there's only 3%, and the rest of them really, you know, there's probably, you could probably add another 12, 20% to that that were helping the fucking goddamn, the people who were fighting for rights. Not for the goddamn corporation, not for a fucking American corporation to be a goddamn world fucking empire, but just for their goddamn simple fucking rights. Natural fucking rights by nature. And this was from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Dr. Fauci insisted that CDC is above federal courts. During an interview. So now we the corporations, because that's what the CDC is. It's a goddamn 501c3 corporation, period, with zero authority over any fucking body. None. Non-governmental, unelected motherfuckers. Just like the rest of this fucking fraudulent goddamn government. It ain't a government. This fraudulent corporation, I see there. It's goddamn, it took so long for us to fucking find the fucking truth. It's hard to keep, there's so many lies they have told. It's hard to keep them all in goddamn order, isn't it? Anyway, Fauci was asked about a federal judge overturning Biden's mask mandate after declaring it unlawful earlier this week. Well, they declared it unlawful under the administrative admiralty according to the the hell is the word I'm looking for here? The statutes that they wrote that have no force of law because they were never ratified by we the fucking people. They couldn't be because it was a corporation. A corporation can't run the fucking country. That's goddamn, when the corporation runs the fucking country, that's called fascism. Remember Mussolini? That was a guy, the boss? That was fascism. That was corporations fucking running the goddamn country, and he was the boss of all the corporations, don't you know? Also a fucking international corporate elitist. They've tried ways, I mean, since the, you know, the few days of the feudal lord, since, well, since the America, you know, in the United States, really fucking, it put a fucking sabo in the cog of this goddamn domination of the fucking, of mammon over fucking people. Because the people, when they came here, they, you know, the people who weren't, you know, people who were just commoners were fucking blowing the shit out of fucking goddamn gentlemen and lord. If they could get a bead on a fucking lord, boom, down that motherfucker went. They get one of these goddamn fucking privateers with operating fucking unlawful fucking actions under the under a letter of marque from the fucking crown, boom. They didn't have to bow to them on the fucking street because they were shooting their fucking asses down in the fucking forest, weren't they? That's what's going to happen to you, son of a bitches. You hold on tight to that letter of marque. We'll fucking bury it with you. The TSA announced travelers will no longer be required to wear masks, face masks, after a federal judge overturned the travel mask mandate. First place, it's none of their goddamn business. It wasn't their business to overturn it, to talk about it or anything. They just fucking couldn't do it because they didn't have jurisdictional authority through a common law court, which is the only jurisdiction that can be put upon a fucking American national. It has to be done through the procedural due process outlined in America's common law, known as the Bill of Fucking Rights, ratified December 15, 1791. Frosty said he's surprised and disappointed. Well, that's just tough shit, fucker. You're lucky you're alive. You should have been hung a long fucking time ago. You have committed the highest fucking treason a man can fucking commit. You have done it with fucking knowledge and forethought. You don't have no authority over nobody, you little spittingly little cock-sucking son of a bitch and pig shit-eating Jew cocksucker. You're a nothing. You're a nobody. American nationals piss on you, and they'll hang you when we get our goddamn, if you come at us, we'll kill you in war, or when we get through taking this country back, we'll hang your fucking ass after you get your goddamn trial. I want to see you defend yourself in the goddamn common law court. We'll see if you think you're above the common law of we the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority of this goddamn country, won't we? And then they'll slip that fucking rope around your neck. Fucking put you mountain first, they'll march you up them 13 steps. Then they'll fucking, your hands will be fucking cuffed behind your back, and then they'll take a staple gun and staple your fucking eyelids open. Then no fucking hood. Then they're gonna slide that rope down around your neck with, and you're gonna be looking in that mirror at it all happening. Right in front of your eyes, a 40 by 20 foot mirror. And you're gonna fucking watch yourself go down through that chute. Boom, boom, hit the end of that fucking rope. And the last thing you're going to see in this fucking world is the shit fucking running down your legs as you're fucking doing the shit dance. That's what you got coming to you, Fosse. You phony, fucking criminal, treasonous piece of fucking garbage. That's no place for the courts to do that, Fosse said. Well, who the fuck do you think you are? You little fucking Nazi son of a bitch. You little fucking goddamn Zionist son of a bitch. You are nobody. You have no fucking authority. The people of this country grant the authority. The people of this country have granted you nothing but a goddamn, well, if you make it to the goddamn end of the fucking war, a trial. You got the right to that fucking trial, and boy, you'll get it. It'll take about 20 fucking minutes. It probably won't take that fucking long. What's going to be your fucking defense, Fosse? Well, I didn't have to obey the law because I was a sovereign, but hey, wait a minute. You were fucking putting out goddamn directives and orders that were being enforced by private fucking Blackwater USA fucking standing army that is unlawful. And you were forcing fucking people to do things they didn't want to do. You were acting like you had some goddamn authority over the people without going through this common law court, sir. Weren't you? Did you fucking write this directive? Is that your signature? Here, jury, see it? Without authority. Just this little fucking snot-faced little fucker. His decree, because of his fucking degrees in the Masonic fucking lodge, because they think that they're going to fucking keep this country. They think that these Masons don't know their fucking ass is dust too. Only 500 million out of 7 billion. You better do some fucking calculating, motherfuckers. See if you're going to make the fucking grade. Because you're not. Because there ain't going to be a grade. Because we're 7 billion of us, 7 billion. Are going to wipe these motherfuckers off the fucking face of this planet. And if they ever pop, one of them pops up somewhere, boom, dead right that day. You ain't going to make it a fucking day. You have many a fucking cocksucker has thought that he could take this goddamn world over and be a world fucking dictator. And they've been fucking showing that no, you can't. We outnumber you so fucking grossly. We shouldn't even have to mention it to you. You know fucking better. I don't give a fuck what you think you got. It ain't, don't fucking matter. We'll take this fucking country. We'll take our nuclear arsenal and we'll push every fucking button because we would rather be dead. We'd rather this planet be exploded than to serve as slaves upon its fucking, on the fucking ground that we stand on. Get that through your fucking head. That's our determination. See what else we got here on this fucking Friday. I don't know if I want to do Italy. I don't live in Italy. It is interesting. Oh, why not? Let's do this one here. Get it all here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Famous Shakespeare quote removed by Twitter for abuse of harassment. I mean, this is a violation of the first article of our Bill of Rights, you son of a bitches. You don't tell us what we can or cannot say, what we can listen to and what we cannot listen to. You don't tell us what the truth is and what a lie is. We decide that for ourselves. We represent our fucking selves, remember? We're not going for this goddamn representatives. One guy represents 20,000 fucking individual fucking views. My fucking ball sack. One of them might be. See, that's how they've sold these fucking political parties all these years. The Republicans for conservatism, small government. You know, this is most basic bullshit fucking subject matter nothingness. And then you fucking have went for it instead of saying, fuck you. I will represent myself an individual. If something isn't the way I want it to fucking be, and it's violating my fucking rights, I will go to the common law courts and I'll have the son of a bitch hung that's doing it. Plain and simple. That's what that Supreme Court was there for. To keep us from hanging them or taking everything they have and jailing them. It was an advisory. They can offer opinions. That's why they call them a Supreme Court opinions that are law. Is my opinion law? No, it isn't. The law is in those 10 articles of that fucking Bill of Rights. That's law. Written, ratified, absolute law, and there is no subject matter in it. It is absolute in its intent. It is absolute in what it fucking says, and it is absolutely up to us. It is our duty. It is our goddamn privilege to fucking enforce it so that our fucking progeny will not have to live on their fucking knees as slaves to fucking Chinamen. Understand? Anyway, this is from Reclaim the Net. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, Reclaim the Net. Who invented that fucking, who invented fucking radio? Who invented TV? Fucking we did. The people did, and then the fucking government. Well, that there could be used for military purposes. Everything invented could be used that could, you know, really help people. It could have been used for construction instead of destruction. No. If it could have a military application, we can take it away from you and tell you if you even open your mouth about what you fucking know, we can have you killed. Well, no, you fucking can't, corporate motherfucker. And the internet was built by we the people, and you, that dirty, you fucking Trump tards out there, you realize it was Donald Trump that handed the fucking internet over to the goddamn Chinese, and now you can't find all those old articles you used to look at, can you? More missing every day. because Winston Chang is times 100,000, and they're sitting in big rooms all day long deleting shit from the fucking net that incriminates the fucking international corporate mafia and the fucking dirty church, Masonic dirty church cabal. It ain't going to change a thing because there's too many fucking copies of the fucking records. And you think, we're not that disorganized, as you might think, as you're finding out. Twitter took down a tweet quoting English playwright William Shakespeare, well-known, let's kill all the lawyers. In the first place, there can't be lawyers in this country, because they are esquires, which means they are servants of the fucking queens, which means they are servants of a fucking foreign entity. But then again, we don't know what happened when those goddamn so-called representatives of we, the people, the aristocracy that was just oppressing the people in the colonies, went over and had their little talks, went to their deep, dark Masonic fucking lodges, and got made corporate lords in their own right with a fucking 200-year plan to fucking become goddamn, to divide the United States up into corporate goddamn fiefdoms, just like they have over there, so that everything that the people will have done for fucking freedom will be erased. So the very idea that the common man has control over his own fucking life will not be anymore. The freedom will not be anymore. If you want, we can go hunting today. We can go hunt a fox today. Have a fox run. There better not be nobody on our property. They're claiming every goddamn thing that you want in fucking war is their own fucking property. They can't do that. That ain't capitalism, motherfucker. That's theft. That's grand larceny. That is treason. That is sedition. And you will fucking hang for it. You just, don't do this saying a handful of son of a bitches that are going to get together and declare, this is what, everything belongs to us, don't you know, see, well, we're us, see, we're the aristocracy, I got better clothes than you. Why do you got better clothes from me? Because you stole the fucking money to get the goddamn things from me, you cocksucker. And you did it under a letter of marque. And that's all goddamn capitalism is. It's the difference between a privateer and a fucking pirate. A letter of marque, known as a license. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit for 1 week. We will be back next week on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about that just a little bit, because that's really what it is. It's a fucking letter of marque. It's a difference. They tell you that if you do business without this permission from the fucking government, what the hell were the goddamn pirates doing? And once they got permission from the government, their piracy was fucking legal. How does that fucking work? I want to understand that better. Don't you? That is the word from the trenches. I'm going to do it, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!